Beloved children of God, Luke chapter 2, verses 12 through 14. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." The shepherds were wondering. Mary was pondering. The wise men were wandering. But there was one group that knew all about this holy child. In Bethlehem, there was no sign of the birth of a king. No trumpet announcement, no royal decree, no lighted celebration. But out in the open meadows, where shepherds watched their flocks by night, the heavens opened with a light that quenched their crackling campfires, with a voice that quenched all human voices. "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Angels from the realms of glory knew all about this holy child. The angel who stood at the gate of Paradise Lost with a flaming sword to guard the way of the Tree of Life. The angels that visited Abraham with a message of the Savior. The angels that ascended and descended on Jacob's ladder to heaven. The angel who was with Daniel in the lion's den. Were they not among the multitude of that heavenly host praising God on the fields of Bethlehem? The angel who would minister to Jesus after he resisted the temptations of the devil. The angel who would minister to Jesus after his anguish in the garden. The angels who rolled back the stone from his empty tomb and sat on it. Were they not among the multitude of the heavenly host praising God on the fields of Bethlehem? Wouldn't it have been grand to have heard their song that night? For 4,000 years, this heavenly host practiced their chorale of heartfelt praise. One time, their chorale was heard by a small, unpaying, uncultured audience. But they didn't sing for their glory. They sang for joy. Perhaps that's why their melody was heard by so few, because the Lord doesn't want us to be overwhelmed by their melody, but by their message. And the message of the angels does say it all, doesn't it? And yet, as with phrases that become familiar, so easily the words slide off our tongues without engaging our mind and heart. So listen to the words of the angels. First, there's the birth announcement. "Unto you is born a child." Then they sang its glory. And that glory of the Lord was shining all around the shepherds as their ears rang with its message. "Glory to God in the highest." We may often think about God's glory as the brilliant light that was shining there the light of His holiness. But that light exposes and consumes sin, and therefore fills all men with fear and dread of death. And yet the message of this glory was, fear not. They brought good tidings, not judgment. They did not speak about God's wrath on sin, but about a baby and diapers. And so the chief revelation of God's glory is, for there is born to you a Savior, Christ the Lord. God's love has taken human form in order to die the death that we deserved. And the Bible tells us that if anyone would see God, if anyone would know His glory, they should look at this baby and see the eternal God become one of us, that you and I might be with Him for eternity. The angels, who indeed behold the glory of His love, sing the praise of that love. Since you and I are the recipients of that love, shall not our souls give all glory to Him? Our minds fill with the excellence of His love. Our hearts overflow with the joy of His salvation. Glory to God in the highest. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. We'll conclude with hymn 94, stanzas 1 and 4.